BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts. Hey! Radio 1 Breakfast.
One. With Greg James.
Hey, hello, you bunch of... Welcome to this morning's podcast. It is The Breakfast Show from Radio 1. With me, Greg James. And I bring you joy in the form of Scott Mills and listener Maya and her amazing game, Sit Down, Stand Up. Scott Mills, good morning.
Oh, hello and good morning.
Nice to see you sober.
Yeah, and you.
Maya, good morning.
Morning.
Oh, this is really fun. So, Maya, this stupid game that you started with your mate is one of our favourites, and we'd like to nick it again this morning, please, if that's okay.
Yeah, of course.
And we've got new music and everything. It's really exciting.
Oh, you've supersized it.
Certainly have. Sit down, stand up. Sit down, stand up. Sit down, stand up. Are you sitting or standing? Okay. Proper music. We've got like tension bits now.
Oh.
I mean, listen to this, Maya. We have thrown everything at this.
Sounds great.
Thank you. And we have got the one and only Scott Mills to take part in the game today. So, for those who don't know about it, Maya, can you explain the basic rules?
So, it's basically a brand new car game.
It's a brand new car game. It's like you're on QVC.
Yeah, Modern I Spy.
Yes, it is like Modern I Spy. Go on.
So, if you're in the car, you choose a person, you decide whether you think they are currently sitting down or standing up, and then you give them a call, ask them the very important question, are they sitting down or standing up, and whoever guessed it right wins the point.
Yay.
Got it.
In the past, we have called the great Greg Wallace.
Wow, what an honour.
Greg?
What an honour, mate. Yeah, what an honour. What's going on? You're at the cricket. You want a sandwich. What's happening?
I've got a big question for you.
Go on.
Are you sitting down or are you standing up?
I'm standing up.
Yes! Of course you are! You're doing your exercise. Are you doing your exercises?
No. Oh. I exercise at 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm actually outside a lovely hotel in Cork in Ireland.
Actually, a lovely hotel in Cork in Ireland.
He never mentions that he exercises now, does he? I'll do that at six.
So it was Greg Wallace. Then we had Sir Elton John. Mai, did you hear this before Christmas? This was the maddest one, wasn't it? Did you not know about this? Your game.
No.
I played your game with Ed Sheeran.
Elton John.
And we called the Dame.
I mean, he has just had a hip replacement, so imagine. Yes, he would be.
Oh, is he calling?
Here we go.
Oh, my God. Right, ask him. First question, are you sitting down?
Elton, you're not on video, but I'm on with Greg James for the morning show now. He wants to know whether you're sitting up or standing down.
They want to know what?
Whether you're standing up or sitting down.
I'm sitting down.
He's sitting down, Greg. Right, I love you, Elton.
They want to know what?
I didn't even know that happened. That's amazing.
What do you mean you didn't even know that happened? It's two of the biggest pop stars on the earth playing your game.
I'm going to listen to that.
They're so blasé these days about your formats. But look, it's been played by Elton John, Greg Wallace, Ed Sheeran, and very soon, Scott Mills. Up for it, Maya? You can be adjudicator.
Yeah.
Radio 1 Breakfast.
With Greg James.
So, Maya, you're going to adjudicate. We're going to pick some people, go through our phone books and play the game. We need to guess whether the person we're calling is sitting down or standing up. Let's begin. Sit down, stand up. Sit down, stand up. Sit down, stand up. Are you sitting or standing? Okay, it's
okay.
Time for round one. Scott Mills, I would say, in the words of Chris Stark, Scott Mills to serve.
Oh, is it me first?
Yeah, I think we should go with you first.
All right, then.
Where are we going to go first on sit down, stand up?
All right, so shall we call Craig Revel Horwood?
Darling. Craig Revel Horwood. So, what do we think? Do you think he's sitting down or standing up?
I think sitting.
Yeah?
I mean, he still dances a lot. I've seen it with my own eyes. So I think, but this morning, I think like early morning, it'll be probably, I don't know, having a green tea and just relaxing.
Maya, I think that Scott's given me an opportunity here because, as we just said, he's a famous dancer.
And he's got new hips as well.
He's even got new hips.
He has.
All right, so with his new hips, I think he's up and about.
Yeah, okay.
I think he's dancing. So that's great for me. That's a gift. I'm going to say standing. Scott is saying sitting. Let's call Craig, Revel, Horwood.
Do I introduce myself?
No.
No,
oh,
no.
That's worse. Mm-hmm. All right, then. Good luck, everyone.
Hello.
Hello, I've got an important question.
Go on.
Are you sitting down or standing up?
I'm sitting down.
Yes! Craig River Horwood, it's Scott Mills here from Radio 1. We're just doing a really stupid game with Greg James.
Craig, hi, sorry, before you go, it's Greg James here. Can I ask what you're doing at the moment? Are you reading?
Yes, or? I'm rehearsing. No, rehearsing in Birmingham, the Strictly Come Dancing live arena tour.
Yes, oh, I remember it well.
Yeah, so I've just sat down, literally, and we're just being called to stage.
Oh, okay, so a few minutes later, I'd have won that as well.
Yeah, you would.
Craig, thank you, and good luck with the tour.
Thanks, Craig.
Okay, thanks.
Love you. Bye.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Sit down, stand up. Sit down, stand up. Sit down, stand up. Craig was definitely sitting. It's a shame that.
I feel I should text him now and say sorry.
I think he sounded on great form.
Okay.
Okay, it's now down to me to claw something back here. I was having a little scroll through my phone this morning on the way in, and I thought this would be a good person to call. I'm going to call EastEnders legend Natalie Cassidy.
Yes!
An absolute sort of meme sensation who's just getting better and better as the years roll on. I think Natalie Cassidy will be out and about doing errands.
Yeah, I think standing.
Up and about. So I'm saying standing for Nat Cass. Can you guess the same thing, Maya?
I mean, yeah, we've guessed the same, because sometimes you just get such a vibe that they're just sitting.
Okay, well, look, I think standing. Scott, what do you reckon?
I think sitting down.
All right. Let's call Natalie Cassidy. I don't think I've ever called her. This is so weird. Do you speak to Craig Rowe-Horwood much on the phone?
No.
Oh, it's so weird, isn't it? Right, here we go. It might not even be her number anymore. Okay.
Well, I think it is.
It might be. Please,
she's screening you.
Oh no. Please.
Greg James, no. Not today.
This is the Vodafone voicemail service for.
Oh.
Oh no.
Binned off by Sonia.
How did you get these people's numbers? Where did you get Sonia's number from?
Because she has experience.
I don't know where I got Sonia's number from. Let's try another one. Okay, I'm gonna go for one here. This is a person we talked about on the show yesterday. This is a BBC weather legend. I'm going to call Carol Kirkwood.
Yes. I love that you've got Kirkwood's number.
Okay, calling Carol Kirkwood. I think she's standing.
Is she on the telly? Yeah, she's probably standing.
Because she's busy, she's doing the weather, she stands up to do the weather. What are you saying, Scott? You're going to go with standing as well?
Yeah, standing.
Okay, we think she's...
Always standing. I've never seen her sat down. I haven't.
Never not standing, Carol Kirkwood. Here we go.
It's not a thing she does. Props doing weather.
Welcome to the EE.
Oh, she's on EE.
Oh no.
Someone's doing well. On EE.
Radio 1 Breakfast
with Greg James.
So, Scott, you started with famous. I'm going to go not famous.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to say famous in terms of on the breakfast show famous. I'm going to call Rachel, who was on last week. She was describing the 26-foot-high naked statue in Suffolk on the side of the A12, and she referred to the size of the statue's man part as
yes.
the size of a boat.
Yes, I heard that.
Underside of a boat. So let's call Rachel. Do we think that Rachel will be sitting down or standing up?
I've got a hunch standing.
Okay. Make it interesting. I'll go sitting. I don't know her that well. Here we go with Rachel. Is she sitting down or standing up? What did you say?
Standing.
Okay. A very important question, Rachel. Are you sitting down or standing up?
Sitting down.
Yes! Hi, Rachel. It's Greg again on the radio.
Oh, hi, Greg. You all right?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. What, you're sitting down? Are you in the car?
Yeah, I'm in the car, yeah.
What, driving past, not driving past the old Yoxman, are you?
Oh, no.
No. Okay. All right, well, I won't distract you anymore. So, anyway, thanks for that.
Oh, okay, sure, thanks.
Cheers, bye.
That's all we need to know.
Bye. Okay, Rachel done. Good. Sit down, stand up. Sit down, stand up. Sit down, stand up. Get out of breath. Are you sitting or standing? Okay, so from listener Rachel, well, what a journey we've had so far. We started off with Craig Revel Horwood, then listener Rachel. Scott Mills, where are we going next?
Next, let's go to former Love Islander and now pop star Wes Nelson.
Great one. Let's fire him through.
I've tried to call him in the past, he never answers, but let's try.
What do you think about Wes then? Sitting down or standing up?
I'm saying sitting.
Okay. I think he's working on remixes. I think he is standing up. I think he's on the go. On the go, maybe with a juice in hand. Okay, let's go. Come on, Wes.
Hello?
I have a very important question for you.
Yeah.
Are you sitting down or are you standing up?
I'm sitting down.
What have I done? I feel like we've woken you up. Have we woken you up?
I was about to go nap again, yeah.
See, generally he's a busy boy,
yeah,
but today
I
not.
I thought you'd be busy, Wes. No. I thought you'd be on the go. I thought you'd be hustling today. I said you'd be standing and you're sitting down. It's fine. It's like Scott won the point. It's fine.
What's happened?
Basically, we're doing a game called Sit Down, Stand Up, where you have to guess if celebrities are sitting or standing. It's very simple.
All right, Wes, go back to sleep.
Go back to sleep.
Thanks a lot. Cheers.
Thanks for taking my call.
It's okay.
Bye. Oh, sleepy Wes Nelson.
Revel Allwood and Wes Nelson. Okay, right, I'm going to go famous now. We've had... oh, my God, Natalie Cassidy's calling me back.
Oh.
Stop
what
everything.
Do? What do we do when
Stop.
They call you back?
Right, we are answering it now.
Okay,
what did you say? I said standing.
I can't remember.
What are you doing? You said sitting. Let's answer the phone now. Nat!
Hello, who's that?
I have a very important question for you.
Who is it?
Are you sitting down or standing up?
Who is it?
Please answer the question, Natalie.
I'm standing up.
She's standing up! We did it!
Yay!
Hi, Nat. It's Greg James and Scott Mills.
Oh, hi, Greg.
Hi.
Hi, Scott.
Welcome to our new game. It's Sit Down, Stand Up. And,
I am standing up. I'm at the park and I thought, who's phoned me twice? And then I really panicked. I was like, oh, my God, I think I'm meant to be at work.
Oh, no.
I've got the telephone.
No need to worry, but thank you for calling us back.
Yeah, thanks for calling me back and thanks for deleting my number.
No, I'm going to keep that and I'm going to pester you now for quite a long time. See you soon.
Love you,
Love
Nat.
Love you.
Love you. Bye.
She deleted you.
Oh my God.
Oh, love.
The fickle world of showbiz.
Showbiz.
That's so sad. It's also so awkward when the person says, who's this? And I'm not allowed to say anything other than, just tell me if you're sitting down or standing up, for God's sake.
So good. Oh, a callback.
Oh my God, Kirkwood's calling back.
What? Oh my
Kirkwood
God,
is
two
calling.
Callbacks.
Kirkwood is calling. Right, Kirkwood is calling. Okay, here we go.
I can't remember what I said. Standing.
I have a very important question for you, Carol. Are you sitting down or standing up?
I'm sitting down.
Oh, no! This is no use at all. You're supposed to be doing the weather. Oh. Carol, you're on a game called Sitting Down or Standing Up on The Breakfast Show. It's Greg here with Scott Mills. Hi.
Oh, hi, Greg.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Hello, good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, all good. Thanks for your time, Carol. We love you.
No worries. Take care. You too. Bye.
Bye.
Now I've got Wes Nelson WhatsApping me going, was that important? Have I messed anything up? It's making celebs paranoid
it's
out here.
Incredibly important. Okay, well, this is amazing and exhausting. And annoyingly, it's a draw. What do we do? Do we do a tiebreaker? Maya, what do you think?
Yeah, tiebreak. Well, I'm just gutted I missed EJ. Can you get EJ back on? Elton John.
Yeah,
EJ.
I don't think anyone in the whole world calls him EJ.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't. It's just you.
It's actually Sir EJ to you.
Yeah, Sir EJ.
Okay. I think we maybe just call... Do we just call a random person in our phone?
Okay. Can I please call Sky's political editor, Beth Rigby.
Oh, we could call Beth Rigby.
Should we call Beth Rigby?
Let's call Beth Rigby. What do you reckon? Sit down, standing up.
It's always standing.
No, I think she's having a rest.
Normally outside number 10.
She's having a rest. I'm thinking sitting down. Right, for the game. Beth Rigby from Sky News. What an amazing selection of people.
She might be busy.
You're through to Beth Rigby at Sky.
I think she cancelled me because that was just two rings. She's like, nah, busy.
Oh, wow.
I've never actually rang Beth. Voicemail.
Why have you got Beth Rigby's number?
Oh, we were supposed to go for a drink and then it all went off.
What?
Before COVID,
yeah.
we made friends. And then obviously since then, she's been rather busy. So it's not happened.
Love Beth Rigby.
Yeah. Oh my God, Beth just texted me back.
Saying what?
Can I call you later? About to go into number 10.
Whoa! Are you kidding me?
Oh, no!
Just text her and say, are you sitting down or standing up?
No, I can't.
Just say, are you sitting down or standing up? And this is the game. This for the game. Are you sitting down or standing up?
Sitting down. A lot of she's with Boris right now.
Then she'd be sitting down.
All right.
Yes.
Send.
Perfect.
And we've all got time just to sit and wait for the answer. Because I think she's sitting down. And you said she was
worse,
standing up.
This is worse than calling them.
This could be the game. This is it. I think she's sitting down. She's typing.
Yeah. Sitting down.
Yes! It takes the win from a text from Beth Rigby.
Oh,
and that's
God.
The game. Oh, my God.
Oh, I've gone really hot.
Scott Mills, I had an inkling that you'd be amazing at this game, and thank you so much. Oh, Maya, what a player.
It's quite a rush, that, isn't it?
That was a great game.
Oh, wow. After all that, it feels like I shouldn't take the win, because the people we got to speak to, courtesy of your phone, were extraordinary. That was Sitting Down and Standing Up, a Scott Mills special. Maya, thank you so much again.
Thank you.
And thanks for bringing the game to us. I really enjoyed it.
It's okay. I'm glad you like it.
And if we see EJ, we'll give him your best.
Thank you.
Good grief. Just end the podcast here, they're saying. But no, there's more. What a performance from Scott Mills. What a performance from Natalie Cassidy, a.k.a. Nat Cass, and Carol Kirkwood, and Wes Nelson, and Craig Revel Horwood, and listener Rachel, and Maya, and... Oh, great. We'll have to do that again at some point. Next up on today's podcast, let's have a quiz. Here's Danielle. Danielle, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Let's talk about most importantly, your dog, and also your baby. You're on maternity leave at the moment, aren't you? Has the baby popped out yet?
Yes, he's nearly 8 months old.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice. What's his name?
It's called Alfie.
Alfie! Great. Is that your first?
No, he's my second. I've got a little girl as well.
Well, congratulations on both those babies. But most importantly of all, the dog. The dog is called Rafa. What sort of dog is this?
He's a Golden Labrador.
Oh, lovely. Okay, so Rafa, not named after the tennis player, or maybe?
No, it's not actually at all, no. It was actually part of what my four-year-old made up by something she called one of the teddies that we got named.
Okay, well, that's good. It's a good name, it's a strong name. And I was wondering if it was a tennis-related one, because obviously dogs do love tennis balls. And I thought that Rafa and the dog would be a good name for the dog, but never mind.
That would be good as well, yeah.
So, Danielle, aside from all of that, you apparently, according to your sister Neve, you have a classic knock-knock joke, which she'd like you to tell on the radio. So would you like to do that now?
Yeah, excuse me, because she's thrown me under the bus for this one, because this, it might, I just add before I start, that it was from when I was probably about 3 or 4 year old, just
okay.
So you know.
Yeah, Neve says, just to let you know, Greg, it's not very funny, but it will tell you a lot about her personality. So here we go.
This is true.
Right.
So, I hope you're ready for this.
I'm ready.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Danielle.
Danielle who?
Danielle Werritt.
You what?
Danielle Werritt, my full name.
Oh, I see. Just It's more of a fact, isn't it, than a joke, I guess.
Yeah, exactly, but I thought it was hilarious.
The Dinger Boy likes it, though, which... Oh, no, the Dinger Boy's just telling me off because we're late for the quiz. All right, let's get on with the quiz, shall we? Danielle, 90 seconds on the clock. 13 is your score to beat. Your time starts now. Emma Raducanu beat Sloane Stephens in her first match in which tennis tournament?
It was the Australian Open.
Yes, it was confirmed that which American Music Awards ceremony has been rescheduled for April the 3rd?
The Brits.
No, it's the Grammys. NASA said it had found unusual carbon, which could be a sign of extinct life on which planet?
Mars?
Yes, Radio 1 listener Hannah won tickets to see which British band as part of Jan Slam?
False.
Yes, which dad of Blue Ivy Carter took her to see an NFL game?
Blue Ivy.
Who is the dad?
I can't think of his name.
Very famous mum and dad musical duo.
I don't think of him.
Beyonce's husband.
I know, I can't think of his name. I'm going to say Kanye West.
No, it's Jay-Z. At the Australian Open, which Scottish tennis player secured his first win in for 5 years?
Andy Murray.
Yes. Football manager Pep Guardiola celebrated his birthday, but which Manchester team is he currently in charge of?
It's Man City.
It is. Who played yesterday's quiz yesterday?
It was Kirsty.
It was. It was announced that Microsoft would buy Activision Blizzard for nearly $70 billion. Finish the name of the game they're behind. Call of...
Duty.
Yes. Brighton and Hove Albion drew with which West London team in the Premier League?
It was...
West London-based football team.
Watford?
No, it was Chelsea. Oh. Yesterday was National Winnie the Pooh Day. He's a bear. What noise do bears make? I'm going to give you 2 points for that, you know. That was good, yeah. The Jay-Z one, you knew that. I knew
I was going to have a brain blank. Like, kind of blowing out baby brain.
You knew it. Anyway... Let's see how you did. It wasn't anywhere near 13. So
no.
the other sisters are safe. It was 9 this morning, Danielle.
Oh, better than I thought, to be fair.
I'd say that was a fair score, yes, and an accurate score as well. But it's been
great. I saved myself, which explains a lot. So.
Yeah, well, it's been. Oh, do you know what? I'm going to give you an extra point for the. We enjoyed that. So there you go. 10 points. Let's round it up to 10, shall we? 10 points this morning from Danielle. And we'll see how the rest of the sisters get on this week, and we'll catch up with you again on Friday. All right.
Lovely. Thank you so much.
Nice. Bye. One. Cheers. This is a good game we can play next because you're probably listening to this on a phone, I imagine. So have a look at your contacts and see if any of what you're about to hear rings true. Have you been full named by your parents in your phone or in their phone? There's a guy called Sam White who tweeted yesterday saying, I found it yesterday, my dad saved me in his phone as Sam White, full name, his own son. It is just very formal, isn't it? Parents being accidentally formal because they think they have to fill out every single bit on their phone. First name, last name. Mobile, work, email, address. Okay, you don't need to do that. You know where I live, it's fine. Hi, Greg. My girlfriend of 3 years is saved as Alex Potato Emoji because it's well known that her head resembles a potato. That's from George in Stoke. I'm sure she'll be chuffed to find that out if she doesn't know already. Laura's in Hull. My best friend is saved in my phone as Sugar Mill, which is the name of the club we used to go to over a decade ago. I changed her name to make it look like that I had a text from them to get me free club entry. It worked. I never changed it back. Great idea. My sister saved in my phone as anything because she said she wanted a nickname. I asked what she wanted and she said anything. It's been like that for 7 years. Long-running bad jokes are very British. Very, very good. When I met my boyfriend... Says another texter, I saved my number in his phone as Princess Poppy with a kiss. 4 years later, it hasn't changed, but when you ask a smart speaker to call me, it reads the X in Roman numerals. So it goes, calling Princess Poppy the 10th. Cue everybody now doing that in their phones. I should get the Breakfast Show team to save me as Greg James the 1st. calling Greg James the First. Hayley in Torquay. In reference to family phone contacts, my dad was upset to find that he wasn't in my phone contacts list because he was searching for Jeff. I said, strangely enough, I saved you as Dad and not Jeff. I've got three brothers, says Angela in Southampton. Someone's doing well. They're saved in my phone as Big Bro, Bigger Bro, and Biggest Bro. And how about this one? Hi, Greg. I have had my sister saved in my phone as Penn Badgley, the actor from Gossip Girl and the Netflix show You. For 10 years, she's been called Penn Badgley, and that's simply because when we first heard his name, we thought it was so hilarious and it stuck. And I still get confused every single time she calls me. I laughed for a good 5 minutes when I first found out that there was someone called Penn Badgley. I don't know why. Penn, sort of like Badger. I don't know what's funny about it, but it just is. Let's round off today's podcast with a little blast of all the latest things. Let's get you up to date with all the latest things. And we'll start with comedian Munya Chihuahua, who is currently learning a brand new sport.
God, I feel like Jamie. Got a black ski mask, but I don't ski. I actually don't. I'm going to learn.
He's going to learn how to ski. He posted a video of himself sliding down the slopes on a huge inflatable duck. And after that, was in his hotel room on his own and making really bad but great dad jokes.
All right, guys, it's Mumby Grills here. Lucky to be alive after that terrible accident on the slopes. The duck, however, not so lucky. Been rushed to hospital with a couple of quacked ribs.
Good. Strong start.
No, but guys, in all seriousness, that is enough now. You know, so I was talking to this guy today. He said that Italian bed covers keep you warmer. I said, do they?
He needs to get out of the hotel room now. Next up, if you're listening to the start of the year on The Breakfast Show when Scott Mills and Chris Stark were on, they were talking about a former reality contestant who was on a show called 90 Day Fiancé. She's called Stephanie, and you might remember that Stephanie made a lot of money, $45,000 in a week, by the way, from selling her farts in a jar. That's right, a jar of farts. But sadly got rushed to hospital. She's fine now, but if you need a refresher on any of that stuff, here it is.
So the first question I get asked a lot is, how long do the farts last? And the smell is most prominent for the first 2 days, but as I like to say, one whiff makes memories that last a lifetime.
That's where we are. That's where we are. That's what we've created. This is the world we're in.
One whiff makes memories that last a lifetime.
Fair play though, 45 grand. I'm just jealous. So she was rushed to hospital because she was overdoing it on the farts and had pressure in her stomach that moved upwards throughout her body. She posted a video about what she eats every day as well and how she spends her time.
While I wait for those farts to develop, I like to read. I'm very smart, love to read. And then after I'm ready to go, I go ahead and, you know, do my work, do my job. I don't need to show you that, guys.
Imagine that, saying, I'm very smart, I love to read. Also, the word develop is odd, isn't it?
While I wait for those farts to develop.
Yeah. It's the gift that keeps on giving anyway, because we've got an update on Stephanie. She's met a fan who she's now dating. She said, I'm actually in Turks and Caicos with somebody really special right now, who I kind of met through the whole fart jar thing. They met on a plane. He offered to take a picture of her, and then they've been getting on famously, and they're spending lots of time together on holiday. And he's just hanging around, probably helping with the bottling process, I imagine. Double the productivity, eh? And finally, Francis the Train Guy was on with Scott and Chris yesterday, and they had to ask Francis about his brand new celebrity pal that we featured on the show last week.
Since we last spoke on air, it's been a lot. I mean, there you are, casually spotting with Joe Jonas. What the hell?
Yeah, Me and Joe were just chilling outside Milton Keynes in the middle of a field.
With one of the Jonas Brothers. How is this happening?
And here's what he had to say about what it's like going train spotting with a Jonas Brother.
He was so chill, and we met other train spotters. It was quite funny because some of the train spotters were like, "Oh, do you mind taking a picture of me and Francis?" And they handed over their phone to Joe to take the picture.
That's awkward, isn't it?
Oh my God. And I thought, oh my God, Joe's the big celebrity right here.
Not anymore.
Not in this world.
No.
And with that, you're up to date with all the latest things. Chris Stark with Not In This World is great.
Joe's the big celebrity right here.
Not anymore.
Not in this world.
No.
Not in a world where you can jar your farts up. And yes, of course, a little bit later on, I did the Christina Perry joke that everyone was asking me to do. Of course I did.
And who do you think you are? Running around leaving scars, collecting a jar of farts and tearing love apart.
That's the end of today's podcast. Thanks for listening. I'll return tomorrow with an Ask the Nation dilemma from Danny Howard. Bye!
Hi, Louis Theroux here. I've spent my whole working life trying to find people with interesting stories. It's taken me from high security jails to South African hunting grounds to Las Vegas casinos. But there are still loads of people I've always wanted to talk to, so I've tracked a few of them down. I'll chat to Sia.
Oh, I loved her.
Ruby Wax.
Literally, I choked on my sandwich.
Michaela Cole.
I feel so bad for sharing this.
And more, finding out what makes them who they are today. Grounded with Louis Theroux. Listen to the full series on BBC Sounds.